going to use the title for today's word, called to call, or call to tell them. Called to tell them. That's what this is all about. I'm going to give you two scriptures, and I'd like for you who receive this to hear it and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. The first one that I want to share with you comes from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, and I'm just going to read the last two verses, 30 and 31. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth much more the wicked and the sinners. And then in the book of Matthew, that I think most everybody has heard at one time or the other, is Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Well, let me even start with verse 18. This is at the resurrection of Christ, and he said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now watch that word, teach. And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's one teach. Here come another teach. Then he said, I told you to teach, so here's what you teach them. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, or the end of the age. Amen. Now, it's a crazy time that we're confronted with, a very crazy time. People are doing things and don't even recognize that they have done them until after they've done it. I had a friend of mine to tell me that one of his cousins had a friend, and this friend of his and his cousin got in a little argument over some money. Apparently not a whole lot of money. And the cousin said to the guy, listen, forget you, because we've been friends all of our lives, and now you're going down the wrong road with me. And the guy just turns around and pull out his gun and shoot him to death right there. Right then and there. And stood there apparently until the officers came, and then he says, did I do that? What is it that I'm really saying? I'm saying the devil, the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of Satan, is moving in such a way today that people are blindfolded of what truth is until after they have committed the crime. Then after they have committed the crime, this guy turns around and says, did I do that? To a friend of his that they had been friends since they were boys. Well, that's just one instance. There are many more that are happening even stranger than that. I was just listening on the radio a few minutes ago on my way from Los Angeles. This guy sleeping in his car with his three sons and killed all three of them, stabbing them to death. And he don't know. They don't have any motive for why he's done that. So this is the kind of thing that is happening. And you and I, who are believers, have been called out of the crowd to go back into the crowd and let the crowd know that there's a loose spirit in the world. And to inform them that we have power over that spirit if we allow the Holy Spirit to direct us. Now, watch what he says in in Proverbs. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Now, you read that again. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. What are you saying, brother preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if we sow the seed that the Lord has given us to sow, we will then be able to reap not only just the one seed back, but a whole tree, which is the fruit that God is looking for us to do. He needs us. And let me tell you something. I'm an old dude and been around a lot of years, pastoring over 50 years, and some of you have already heard me say that before. But let me tell you something. It is almost scary to go to bed at night. It is scary to get up and get in your car the next morning and pull out of your driveway and hit the streets to go anywhere. Because there's stuff out there, and if God don't protect you, we won't be able to get back to our house at night. But one of the things that I can say and that I'm truly happy about, and know this, just know this, please know this, can't nothing happen to neither one of us until our work is done. It cannot happen. And then I hear Paul writing in the book of Romans, Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So we've been called out to be sent back. Called out to be sent back. So these, at Living Stone, starting in already started in September, then October, and then November, we're going to make a special concentrated effort to go out and let men and women know that the Lord Jesus absolutely died and paid for our sin. And not only did he die and pay for our sin, our past sin, but our present sin and any sin that we will be involved in from here until we leave to go home. Now, so he says, we can reap the fruit of men and women coming to the Lord. I was somewhere, I think it was a couple of nights ago, I was in a meeting, and this one lady was giving us a kind of a workshop, and she kept using scripture, and one of us asked her, where does she go to church? She says, I don't, right now. So I asked her why. She said, because church people are mean. They'll start off treating you reasonable, and after a while, they're hitting you all everywhere. And so we invited her to come to our church because we recognize the fact that what we're doing here in our church is establishing a culture. Okay, you didn't hear that. We're establishing a culture that anyone who want to be a member of Living Stone by salvation and consider themselves saved must have a spirit of love in them to reach out to those who are not even lovable. That's what we're called to do. We're called to do that. But if we don't watch ourselves, we will not do it because Satan intends to blind us, and we'll be like that guy who killed his friend and say, did I do that? Now, there's more ways to kill a friend than with a gun. We can kill him with our lips by putting out wrong stuff, saying ugly stuff to him, not giving people encouragement when they need encouragement. There's a whole lot of people that come to your church. If you have a dozen people in your church, I guarantee you, somebody in there needs an encouragement. And we need to be the one, somebody need to be the one to step up and put my arm around and say, brother or sister, you can do it, you can make it. Encourage them to move on. Now let me take you to another scripture as we move along here. And that is, after the resurrection of Christ Jesus, He said, first of all, in verse 18, Matthew 28, Jesus came and spake unto them, because he had come now from the grave and been resurrected, spake unto them, saying, all power is in my hand. It's been given to me, both in heaven and earth. Never heard him say that before in those 33 years that he was on earth until now. And then here's what he said. Now that I have the authority, I am calling you out. I'm calling you to tell others about what Jesus did. Andre Crouch did a song, and this morning at the 5 o'clock prayer meeting, there was about 40 or more of us met at 5 o'clock this morning just to pray. And we prayed an hour. And they played that song that Andre Crouch wrote and did, and it says, tell them, even, oh, I'm about to lose this. Tell them, even if they don't believe you. Tell them. Tell them that he's come to deliver them from their sin. That's what God has called us to do. And ladies and gentlemen, if we're not doing that, then we're missing doing what we've been called out of the world to be sent back into the world to do. And I'm excited about this concentrated effort that we're putting in September, October, and in November, that we are reaching out. And we have already had dozens of people come, and we just got started. I need to tell you that there are a whole ton of people out there, brothers and sisters, and they really are looking for somewhere where they can lay their spiritual heads and know that it's safe to do it. So there's a lot of people who are looking for somewhere for somebody to let them know that Jesus died for them. Not only did he die, but he was buried. Not only was he buried, but he was resurrected. Not only was he resurrected, but he ascended on high, that we might have eternal life. Now notice what he said in verse 19. He says, here's what I want you to do. Teach all nations. Yeah, I'm a black preacher, but I wasn't called to preach to just black folks. I am to preach to all, any person that I can find anywhere who will give me a listening ear to let them know that Jesus came to love them. That's what he told us. Now, verse 20, he said, here's what I want you to teach them. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, listen up. I hope you're listening. Here's what he says. Daniel wrote in Daniel chapter 9, starting at about verse 20, when he talked about the 70 weeks. And when he talked about the 70 weeks, he spoke about that by the time Jesus was crucified, and that 70 weeks, by the way, turns out to be 490 years. Well, by the time that Jesus had been crucified and resurrected, 483 of those years had already been used up. Whoa, you can't do that, preacher. Your arithmetic don't work. Because it's been over 2,000 years since Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected again. So what happened to those 7 years? Not 2,000 years, but 7 years. Where'd it go? Well, I can tell you. Remember I told you that Andre Crouch wrote that song, Tell Them, that he came to love them. And here's what the Lord did. When Christ was resurrected, God stopped the prophetic clock dead still in his track and left 7 years on the clock. He left 7 years on the clock. And so when he left 7 years on the clock, Now that's the time, that's the church age. That's you who are a believer. That's me as a believer. That's anyone who is a believer and know that the Lord has called you. It is our responsibility to be called out, to be sent back, and work as hard as we can work in these 7 years that he's left us with. And now he says, teaching them to observe all things. Watch this now. Watch this real good. Now Daniel lays out some stuff that will happen when you see this, when you see people troubled in their mind, when you see them crippled and they don't know what to do, when you see that you can't tell the difference between winter and summer. And he goes on and on and on. When you see these, just know that somewhere this is the beginning of sorrow, and after a while, the clock is going to stop, going to start again. And once it starts again, ain't no quitting until it's in. And ladies and gentlemen, I ain't no prophet or nothing, but I am a gospel preacher. I listen to the word. I hear the Lord when he speaks, and I'm not afraid to speak what he speaks. I sure believe with all my heart that the clock has started again. And if that is true, that means you and I have to get in a hurry to let the world know that the Lord Jesus is getting ready to come back for us. So what we need to do then is to tell them to observe. And then he says, lo, I'm with you. He says, Henry, you don't have to be afraid to grab back up out of your garage and hit the street. And by the way, I just told you a few minutes ago, I just drove back from Los Angeles. And that one guy came by me like a Zoom. And I bet he didn't miss me a foot. But I just smiled and said, thank you, Lord. Because it ain't my time yet. When my time has come, I will have to get up out of here, and it don't have to be anybody there to hit me. So I want you to know, brothers and sisters, we're moving toward the end. And it's our job to let everybody, everywhere know that the Lord Jesus ain't joking, and God doesn't play. When he makes a statement, he means it, and he's going to do what he said. So Daniel has told us, and now I want you to know and to be sensitive to the fact that it's time to let everybody know that the Lord Jesus is coming back for us. I'm going to try to bring this to a close here and let you know this. Brothers and sisters, don't allow yourself to be trapped in. Don't allow yourself. You know, I thought about my kids. The Lord bless my wife and I, and she's gone on to glory now 7 years ago with 6 kids and every last one of them. In fact, my son Hugo has already gone home too. So 5 of them are left. But I remember carrying every last one of them on my shoulders. In fact, Sylvester and Sylvia, my twins, when they were little, Mama and I would go to Disneyland, and I'd put both of them on my shoulder, one on one side and the other on the other one. And they little rabbits walking down through Disneyland. And I never noticed them getting big, and I did that day after day and time after time. And finally, 1 year, I couldn't do it. They were too big. But I never noticed it. And here's what's happening. The devil is luring us to sleep. And we are not noticing what's going on. And since we're not noticing what's going on, the devil is a thief. A dirty, low-down, rotten thief. And of course, that's his job. He know he can't take nothing. He can't take nothing from any Christian. Only thing he can do is to take what you give him. And if he can steal from you, then he can get it. But he sure can't take it from you. And Jesus told us in Acts 1 and 8, I want you to wait That's what he told them then, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come. But the Holy Spirit is here now. We don't have to wait. We can ask the Lord to fill us with the Holy Spirit, fill us with power, and we have the authority to walk right smack dab up the middle of the back or the belly of Satan and dare him to breathe. We can do that because we have the power to do it. I am glad that I have the power to do it. I started off the day not feeling so comfortable, but I feel like I could preach another hour. Ain't no doubt in my mind. To tell you this, we have been called out to call in, to let the world know that Jesus has come and set us free. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen.